Hachette Audio presents I Know My Name. Written by C.J. Cook. Read by Stephanie Racine, Joshua Manning, Anna Bentink, and Mike Grady.
The Girl on the Beach. 17th March, 2015. Kameno Island, 8.4 miles northwest of Crete. I'm woken by the sounds of feet shuffling by my ears and voices knitting together in panic. Is she dead? What should we do? Joe, you know CPR, don't you? A weight presses down against my lips. The bitter smell of cigarettes rushes up to my nostrils. Hot breath inflates my cheeks. A push downward on my chest. Another. I jerk upright, vomiting what feels like gallons of disgusting salty liquid. Someone rubs my back and says, "Take it easy, sweetie. That's it." I twist to one side and lower my forehead to the ground, coughing, choking. My hair is wet, my clothes are soaking, and I'm shaking with cold. Someone helps me to my feet and pulls my right arm limply across a broad set of shoulders. A yellow splodge on the floor comes into focus. It's a life jacket. Mine? The man holding me upright lowers me gently into a chair. I hear their voices as they observe me, instructing each other on how to care for me. Is that blood in her hair? Joe, have a look. Has the bleeding stopped? It looks quite deep, but I think it stopped. I've got some antiseptic swabs upstairs. My head starts to throb, a dull pain towards the right. A cup of coffee materializes on the table in front of me. The smell winds upwards and sharpens my vision, bringing the people in the room into view. There's a man nearby, panting from effort. Another man with black square glasses. Two others, both women. One of them leans over me and says, "You okay, hun?" I nod dumbly. She comes into focus. Kind eyes. "Well, Joe," she says, "looks like you saved her life." I don't recognize any of these people. I don't know where I am. Whitewashed stone walls and a pretty stone floor. A kitchen, I think. Copper pots and pans hang from ceiling hooks, an old-fashioned black range oven visible at my right. I feel as though all energy has been sucked out of me, but the woman who gave me coffee urges me to keep awake. "We need to check you over, sweetie." There's an American lilt in her voice. I don't think I noticed that before. She says, "You've been unconscious for a while." The younger man with black glasses tells me he's going to check out my head. He steps behind me and all of a sudden I feel something cold and stinging on my scalp. I gasp in pain. Someone squeezes my hand and tells me he's cleaning the wound. He looks over a spot above my eyebrow and cleans it too, though he tells me it's only a scratch. The man who hoisted me into the chair sits opposite. Bald, heavy-set. Mid to late 40s. Cockney. He takes a cigarette from a packet, plops it into his mouth and lights it. "You come from the Main Island?"
"Main Island?"
I say, my voice a croak. "From there to here on her own," the younger man says. "There's no way she'd have managed in that storm."
"I think that's the point, Joe," the bald guy says. "She's lucky her boat didn't capsize before it hit the beach."
The woman who served me coffee brings a chair and sits at my right.
"I'm Soraya,"
she says. "Good to meet you." Then, to the others in the room, "Well, she's awake now. Why don't we stop being rude and introduce ourselves?" The guy with glasses gives a wave.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?